the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Snow Hayo from their double disc Stadium Arcadium. And before that, Tori Amos gave us Sleeps with Butterflies, which you find on her release, The Beekeeper. Friday morning, May 25th, we have a holiday weekend upon us, and you are with Jenny and Blake.
It's 7:37, 72 degrees, warming up to 96, according to Chuck George from KOLD.
Dawn and John joining us for our movie night traffic light and in the studio to tell us about movies for our holiday weekend. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Great. This is a big weekend, right, for movies?
Yes, it is.
Maybe the biggest of all time. You know, we've got probably the biggest, really, we've got maybe the biggest movie of all time hitting theaters this weekend. And plus a slight, I'm telling you, it's going to be huge.
The biggest movie of all time is hitting theaters this weekend.
Possibly. We'll see.
I can't wait to find out what it is.
But we're going to start with a slightly smaller one, you know, from the same people who brought us movies like Construction Worker, Auto Mechanic, Airline Pilot, this one, of course, called Waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Waitress stars Keri Russell, and of course, she plays a waitress and a pie baker.
Felicity?
Yes, she's
okay.
Felicity.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
And she's also a pie baker, and she works at a diner, and her big plan is to get enough money together to leave her icky and controlling husband. Mm. Well, her plan might have to change a bit, though, if she's pregnant. Well, here's a clip of her and her girlfriends, and they're holed up in the diner's bathroom waiting to see if she is.
Negative. Negative. Come on, negative. Come on.
Dear Lord, please protect our Jenna from the hell of unwanted pregnancy.
I don't need no baby. I don't want no trouble. I just want to make pies. That's all I want to do, make pies.
I thought you weren't sleeping with your husband no more.
He got her drunk one night. I should never drink. I do stupid things when I drink, like sleep with my husband. Oh, no. Looks like a paint line is forming.
One line or two lines?
Two lines. The control line and the other line. The bad line. The yes line.
You see that now? Two lines, two definite lines. There's no mistaking them.
What's going on in there?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, having a baby isn't the only thing that's changing for her, though, because she starts an affair with her gynecologist, who's played by Nathan Fillion, and she gets advice and help from the old guy that owns the diner, who is Andy Griffith. And
no,
yeah,
and I heard Andy Griffith recently on an interview, and that's where
awesome.
This movie
it's
sounded
about
familiar.
That movie, exactly.
Interesting.
And so, with everything going on, she just has to hope it all works out.
It's so adorable. I mean, why won't my nails dry? I mean, it's such a total chick flick, but and kind of a weird movie. I mean, it's a pretty simple story, and kind of has this silly dark comedy feel to it. You know, like the actors are purposely overacting, but I gotta say it works. I mean, I like the people in this. Keri Russell, who's actually grew up in Mesa, is very cute in this. Andy Griffith, I love seeing him stretch himself as an actor at the age of 80. The story in this is actually pretty inspiring, and there's a few, you know, pretty funny scenes in this. So yeah, Waitress, I'd tip 20%.
All right.
Yeah,
excellent.
And if John can appreciate a chick flick, it's got to be pretty decent. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to wait Waitress a green.
Excellent. We'll give it a little ding.
Yay, nice. We get a ding.
Okay, so let's spend $200 million more and see if we can make a better movie with Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. I'm telling you guys, once you see this movie, you'll know why they call it the poop deck. It's a bit of a stinker.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
No, but Johnny Depp, he is back, of course, as Jack Sparrow. And his pirate buddies, they have to head to the end of the world to save him. Well, when they get there, though, there's some confusion over who ought to be captain of the Black Pearl. So here's him and some other guy for control of it.
Trim that sail! Slack windward, brace the sheet! Haul the pennant line! What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Captain gives orders on the ship.
The captain of the ship is given orders.
My ship makes me captain.
They be my charts.
That makes you chart man.
You're not captain, you're just chart man,
just
is
chart
basically
man.
What he's saying. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, they're also back in this one, and they help save Jack. Well, they also help bring a whole bunch of rival pirate gangs together for a gathering, and I have absolutely no idea why everything was happening, but while it was, there's a whole lot of swashbuckling and double crossing going on.
Yeah, I think they should have called it Pirates of the Caribbean at Wits End, because I'm telling you, I can't take it anymore. I mean, I was a huge fan of the first movie. I love the characters, I love the actors, they're great, and this movie actually visually spectacular, but good God, I mean, like Dawn was saying, she didn't have any idea why things were happening. I didn't know what was happening. I don't know if it's the story or their total inability to tell a story. story, but I was lost for the entire 2 hours and 48 minutes. That's right, Jenny. 2 hours and 48
almost
excruciating
three
minutes.
Hours.
Yes.
And so you,
you sound angry,
you,
John.
Yeah, I know.
I'm bitter.
Even if you previously saw the first and the second, you still
it
were lost in the
matter.
Third.
I was, it does
I,
not
to
matter.
To be honest, I was pretty lost in the second, too. So if you got the second and it made perfect sense to you, this may be your movie, but I was just, I mean, it had none of the wit of the first movie, and what little bit of the story that I did figure out, you know, arg, I don't get it.
You know, this is one of those movies, though, that...
Give me that one more time, John.
No way. That's all you get.
He's so bitter, he can only do it once.
Right.
But, you know, this is one of those movies, it's not a good movie, but like a billion people are going to go see it anyway just because. But there is a bit of a warning on this. There are a lot of people that are going to want to take their kids to go see this, and the very first scenes in this are hugely disturbing. Huh. They're hanging a bunch of people, including children.
It's very dark.
Yeah,
it's
I
don't know
it's
what Disney's
strange.
Doing. It's a very dark movie. I wouldn't take my kids even if it were a great story. It's
yeah,
disturbing
it's very,
for me.
Very strange,
I mean,
so.
You know, adults are fine, but
and is this the
Disney
biggest movie,
movie
of the year?
It's going to make a ton of money.
Oh, that's
it is. It's
yeah.
going to make
I mean,
a ton
yeah,
of money.
Yeah, it opened at $120 million, I think, last year, and so it's going to be a huge weekend.
I actually have the biggest movie of the year, I think.
What's that?
We actually found out yesterday what the biggest movie of the year is going to be.
Oh, we did.
Coming out, was it July 4th weekend?
I think it's July,
oh, yes.
yeah, July
mm-hmm.
4th.
Mm-hmm.
Hairspray. The movie.
The musical, no, it's starring
yeah,
John Travolta, a ton
I know.
Of stars.
They
and...
say this is going to be bigger or just as big, if not bigger than Grease.
It could
oh,
be.
Wow.
It could be. They're
John
really
Travolta.
Promoting it. Yeah.
John Travolta's in this movie
mm-hmm.
again. Michelle
mm-hmm.
Pfeiffer.
Oh, right.
Queen
right.
Latifah.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
The cast is unbelievable.
What
so,
about Ricky Lake? Wasn't she?
No, that
she
was Crybaby.
Yeah, that's right.
I made the same mistake. I was like, is Johnny Depp in this one too? No. So don't go see. So you're saying
yeah,
Pirates of
I'm
the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. We're going to rate it a red.
Wow.
Yeah,
unless you got
unfortunately.
A half a day and nothing to do and you just like the visual stuff, you know, maybe you could do it. But
if
wow.
you have to go see it tonight at Elcon at 7 o'clock and stop by afterwards and tell us what you thought about it on our TV show.
Yeah, so we can put you on our TV show, which is Saturday afternoons at 12:30 on the CW Channel 858, brought to you by Marshall's Jewelers.
We just told people not to go, so they're not going to go.
But if you have to, because
oh,
people
okay.
will
well,
anyway.
People are
going
to
go. They're
going
to go see.
Right.
Yeah, so come
I dare
get
you to go.
Well, and here's great incentive to go and speak your
right.
mind and what
yes,
you felt about the
come tell us what you thought
well.
Of it.
It's still
exactly.
a movie experience. It's a big deal, so if you want to go, go.
So are we going to talk about Ocean's 13 next week?
Not yet. It's
oh.
not next week.
It's not.
No.
It's on the 8th, right?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks out.
A couple
yeah.
weeks
yeah.
away.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
I know
great.
It's coming, though.
Don and John's
there.
Details on our website, 929themountain.com. You just click on Jenny and Blake in the Morning and Movie Night Traffic Light. We have some Studio C passes from the Plain White Tees coming up next for you on the mountain.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. Get HD radio from BestBuy.com with premium sound and no support.